This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah ta'ala, today we're going to have a very short discussion about the seven positions in the prayer in which a dua is recommended and legislated. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make dua in these seven positions of the prayer. Some of these positions, we are to make the dua as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are not allowed to add anything to this dua. And inshallah ta'ala, I will address them. Number one is the position of dua al-istiftah. So when the believer begins his salat, Allahu Akbar, there is something known as dua al-istiftah, the opening dua. And this is something that is said just before you read Surah Al-Fatiha. And one of these many dua al-istiftah, one of them is Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. You say, O Allah, make a distance between me and my sins in the same manner you have made a distance between the east and the west. And this dua focuses on asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. And it has another two parts. You can check them out in many apps that would have dua in the prayer. So that is the first position of dua in a salat, dua al-istiftah. The second position in which it is recommended, or you would make dua in a salat, is during the recitation of the Qur'an. And so, of course, the first dua that you will be making is in Surah Al-Fatiha, when you say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the straight path. And then, during the recitation of the Qur'an, you might come past ayat in which you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy and for His forgiveness, and seeking Allah's protection from His wrath, from His anger, from the hellfire, from punishments, and so on. And this was narrated that one of the companions, I think it was Anas radiallahu anhu, that prayed with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a night prayer, a voluntary prayer. He said that I prayed with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he read Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, Wal-Nisa, and when he would read an ayah, it was speaking about Allah's mercy, he would stop and ask Allah for His mercy. And when he would read an ayah of forgiveness, he would stop and ask Allah for His forgiveness. And if he came by or read an ayah in which there was the mention of Allah's punishment, he would stop and seek Allah's he would seek Allah's protection from Allah's punishment, and so on. So it is recommended that you stop and you make dua for Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you mercy if you read an ayah that had a reference to Allah's mercy. Wal ulama rahimahumullah all agreed that it is allowed to make such dua during the voluntary prayers. And they differed whether this is allowed in the obligatory prayers or not. Well, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said that this is permissible to make dua as you're reading the Quran and you come past ayat of Allah's mercy and forgiveness. He, al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, said that this is permissible to make dua in the voluntary prayers and in the obligatory prayers. So that's the second position of making dua in a salat. The third position of making dua in a salat is in al-ruku'. When you go into al-ruku', primarily al-ruku' is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and declare His perfection by saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. However, there's a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari that Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua in abundance in his ruku' and sujood. In ruku' he would say, Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghfir li. This is the dua. And in al-ruku', this is the only dua that is permissible. You cannot make any other dua. It is not allowed to make other dua. The only dua that is permissible in ruku' is to say this, Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghfir li. O Allah, forgive me. So that's the third position of dua in the prayer. The fourth position of dua in as-salat is when you rise from ar-ruku' and when you say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ مِلْءَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْءَ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمِلْءَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدُ أَهْلُ الثَّنَاءِ وَالْمَجْدِ أَحَقُّ مَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ وَكُلُّنَا لَكَ عَبْدٌ اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. This is dua that is made when you rise from الركوع. And all these dua, my brothers and sisters in Islam, just download an app and you will find, download the Adhkar app and you will see a section that says Salat. You can open that and you'll see all these dua in there. So that's the fourth position of making dua in a Salat. The fifth position of making dua in as-salat is in as-sujood. When you go down to as-sujood, this is a place in when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and recommended us to make dua. And this is the best position to make dua in as-sujood. And one of these dua is to say, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Allahumma ghafirli. The same dua that you would make in ar-ruku', except that in as-sujood, you can add more dua. And it's best to make the dua that is mentioned in the Quran or mentioned in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As some of the ulama mentioned, that a person that is in sujood should only be making the dua of jawami'ul kalim, the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sunnah, and the dua of the Quran, such as رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The believer in his sujood should only focus on dua related to the afterlife and dua related to his spiritual needs and his iman and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another ulama mentioned that a person can make whatever dua he likes, such as al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, and there's no issue to make whatever dua you like in a sujood. And this is where the dua is most recommended. That's the, as we mentioned, the fifth position. The sixth position in which dua is made in as-salat is al-julusu bayna as-sajdatayn, when you sit between the two sujood. That is a moment of dua. But this position of dua, you should only make the dua that was narrated in as-sunnah, and you're not allowed to add to this. So from this dua is to say rabbi ghfirli two times. That's it. And you can add to this, as in the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. A believer is not allowed to add to these dua when he is sitting between the two sujood. So people that say, Allahumma ghfirli, wali waliday, this is impermissible. It is not allowed to add wali waliday as a dua when you're sitting between the two sujood. And then the final seventh position in which dua is made in as-salat is just before at-tasleem. So once you're concluding the prayer and you've made at-tahiyyat and you've finished your tahiyyat, just before you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah and conclude the prayer, this is a position of dua. And so also stick to the dua that is found in the Quran and in the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That would be better and more recommended than making any general dua. Even though making general dua is also permissible, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلْيَتَخَيَّرْ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ مَا شَاءِ. Choose whatever dua you want and you can make. Now, and some of these recommended prophetic dua is what an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And that is to say, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself a lot. Wa innahu la yaghfiru al-dhunuba illa ant. And no one forgives sins except you. Faghfir li maghfiratan min indik. So grant me a special forgiveness from you. Warhamni innaka anta al-ghafurur rahim. And bestow your mercy upon me. Verily, you are the all-forgiving. And dua such as, اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسرفت وما أنت أعلم به مني أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. These are recommended dua to make just before you conclude the prayer. And this is a powerful position for a dua. Very powerful position. Why? Because this dua at the end of the prayer is coming after you have began your prayer, Allahu Akbar, and you've read Quran, and you've made ruku', and you came up and you praised Allah by saying Rabbana wa laka alhamd, and you've made sujood, and then you've prayed another rak'ah, a third rak'ah, a fourth rak'ah. So now by the end of the prayer, you are in the best position to make dua because you are so humbled by the entire prayer you have prayed. So make sure you make dua during that time. These are seven positions to make dua in as-salat. So be focused, be aware, and be conscious of this. And if you pay attention to something, all of these dua, 95% of them, are all focusing on asking Allah for His forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is this to know? As-salat, the majority of dua in as-salat, 99% of the dua in these seven positions is about asking Allah for His forgiveness. And that is teaching you and I a very good lesson and an important lesson. That the primary role of the prayer is to forgive our many sins that we commit during the day and during the night. This is why we pray five prayers a day, because we are in need of forgiveness. We are in need, desperate need of forgiveness. And five prayers that are the obligatory prayers are the minimum. Otherwise the believer should pray more. And that is the voluntary prayers, as-sunan al-rawatib, the ones before and after the obligatory prayers, and something of the night prayers, and salat al-duha, and the nafil prayers in general. For we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua. We ask Allah azza wa jal to accept our prayers. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Jazakum Allahu khayra. We ask Allah azza wa jal to accept from us all. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.